from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Steph Curry, this comment right here, I'm surprised it didn't get a lot of traction on Twitter, if it did. But Kurt Lakeham yesterday was signing Guru on Steph's longevity. We all keep saying, well, maybe he's going to walk away in 2 years or whatnot.
Who knows?
Who knows? Listen to Kurt Lakeham.
I mean, Steph is a monster. This guy is as competitive as anybody I've been across in any walk of life, not just on the court. This guy is, I know it doesn't look like it, and we've talked, he doesn't look like he's, that guy is so competitive, and he works so hard and so smart. We joke with him all the time that he's Tom Brady at basketball. Like, you know, he'll be, maybe I want to play 3 or 4 more years, and we're like, hey, you've been saying that for a while. Like, why can't you just do this till you're 45? I mean, there's other players in the NBA right now who I think people have predicted the end of their career for, like, the last 10 years, and, you know, some of those guys are still going at like 40 years old and are unbelievable players. So I have absolutely no doubt Steph can continue to do that. And he's what you build around. Mm. I mean, it's just as simple as that. There, you build around special people, special players in any business.
So that's Kurt Lakeham. Now, I'm going to ask Eddie Johnson, does he believe Steph Curry could play till he's 45? Maybe he has 3 or 4 years left at this level. And then maybe he tapers down and he becomes, you know, a nice role player. Who the hell knows how long Steph wants to play? But he's still playing at a high level. That's the big overall point to me. He's still playing at an overall high level, and he's going to continue to build around Steph, which I think, you know, it's all the Warrior fans can say, well, that's all lip service. We want to see it. But at least that is the mindset that they're putting out there, saying, we're building around Steph. We're not trying to waste a special player and a special time with a special player.
They haven't. I mean, they didn't win one championship. They've won 4 championships. They lured the greatest free agent in the history of the game outside of LeBron. And like, again, whatever. They're not trying to win without Steph. That is, tell me you're a dunce without telling me you're a dunce if you think that the Warriors haven't been trying to win without Steph Curry. They've been footing a bill that's higher than the Giants' payroll, for Christ's sake, the last multiple years. So what do you think they're doing currently? They're literally exhausting every single option under this unbelievably difficult CBA that was built to destroy them. Like, that's the other part of all this. Everyone needs to acknowledge the entire current business model. The other 28, 29 teams were looking at the Warriors and the Clippers are like, screw you. We are putting this together to stop you. So I take it as a compliment of how competitive the front office has been.
No,
anybody complaining about the front office needs to have their head examined.
Yep. So they're gonna exhaust all options. Yeah, Paul George is a big fish here. He's got a decision to make tomorrow whether or not he wants to pick up his player option. Chris Paul, the deadline is today that the Warriors are trying to push back. We got Dunleavy some sound about that in a second. But you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1, San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Don't forget, you could also watch us every single day on our YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter streams, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. All right, we got a lot going on in the 7 o'clock hour. Eddie Johnson, Sirius XM NBA Radio, color analyst of the Phoenix Suns, longtime NBA player. He'll join us at 7:20. All right, Eddie Johnson's going to join us at 7:20. We got Trevor Haas, beat writer for Boston College Men's Basketball for the Boston Globe.
Okay.
He will join us at 9:20. We'll get to know Quentin Post a little bit more about his game. Anthony Slater's going to join us at some point in the 8 o'clock hour, so be on the lookout for that one as we get into the Paul George sweepstakes or whatnot. We got shameless shout-outs at 7:45. Line them suckers up, because there's a lot of people to shout out before we get to the 4th of July weekend next week. But we got a lot of free agency talk right here, because it's on the cracking, folks. 3 p.m. on Sunday. We'll start to see deals flying off the table. And there's three teams really with a lot of cap space, four with the Utah Jazz, but you always got OKC, Orlando, and Philadelphia. And then, of course, we're going to get to Bronny James being selected. I guess we could do that right now. Bronny James being selected with the 55th overall pick by the LA Lakers. And Rich Paul, right before the pick, maybe an hour before the pick, saying, hey, Rich Paul, you told Bob Myers that they're advising teams not to draft Bronny because he's going to go to Australia. That was a threat about going off. At that point, I'm thinking, y'all let this young man leave college to go to Australia? And then, you know, Rob Brooks, shout out Rob Brooks, who's working there at NBC Sports Bay Area, was like, this is a ploy. There's no way Savannah's going to let her baby go to Australia by himself. And you know what? It was a ploy. It was a smokescreen because they had the Lakers right there in their pockets to draft him. And a lot of people were up in arms. But you know what? The first father-son duel to possibly play in an NBA game. I'm here for that. How cool was it to see King Griffey Sr. and King Griffey Jr. on the baseball field?
Griffey was the number one overall pick.
He was the number one overall pick, but it was still cool to see it. I don't care where the pick was. It's kind of cool to see father and son.
And I hear you. So, you know, Ralph Barbieri had the famous line, two things can be equally true. In this situation, I feel like 100 things can be equally true, okay? On one end, Rich Paul, there's not a person on the planet who I actually look down on more. I can't stand Rich Paul. I don't want to hear from him. I don't want to see him. We've elevated him to a status that is just undeserving of whatever his talent level is. He's a great salesman. I think he's full of crap. That's number one. Number two, LeBron has unbelievable leverage. It's probably the most leverage we've ever seen anyone have in life, and good for him to be able to use it. I am jealous of the level of leverage that LeBron has. He hired the coach. He's fired many coaches. He's done a million things. He got his son drafted.
Which is why I never wanted LeBron here.
What?
This is why I'm glad LeBron stayed out in LA.
But like, honestly, like on some level, like, good for LeBron. I mean that sincerely. I know the LeBron haters are going to come out. Number two, yes, this is crazy nepotism. There's no doubt about it. And I actually feel tremendous empathy for Bronny James, because he's in like a no-win situation. Everyone's waiting for his downfall. The poor kid, it absolutely sucks. Like, it does. He's probably an undraftable player. But you know what? People make promises and help people out all the time. Now, what I would say to Bronny is I would go look at someone like Mike Piazza. Mike Piazza was drafted by Tommy Lasorda as a favor because he knows the family. And he ended up being one of the greatest players in Dodger history. All right? Piazza was like a 30th round pick or something like that. Like, he shouldn't have been picked. What?
It was like 62nd round or something.
It was crazy. It was some crazy, like, yeah, draft selection. Now, Piazza ended up being, no, he's not going to be Piazza. But my point is like, okay, now you've been given the opportunity. Make the most of it, right? And I don't know. We'll see. Time will tell. I truly believe that the way the NBA is set up, he will either fail or succeed on his own accord. Now, he's gotten the opportunity. His foot's in the door. Can you fail or succeed on your own accord? Is he getting an opportunity that others don't get? Nope. Like, he absolutely is getting that opportunity because of his father. But now it's up to him to, like, figure it out, right? And life will figure that self out. We all know, yep, people in every walk of life who have gotten opportunities because of their last name or because of status or whatever, and at some point they'll have to earn it. So the earn it people that are out there, guess what? It's coming.
He's going to have to
earn it. It's going
to
come at some point. It may not happen this year. It may not happen next year. It's going to come. Now the other level, and this is the thing that I was thinking about. Look, I lost my dad, and I'm not comparing my dad to LeBron James. I'm not. I'm really not. But like, I'm just telling you that one of the greatest moments in my life, and something I look back on now, and even while I was doing it, I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. I used to play, and this is softball. This isn't the NBA, okay? I played softball with my brother, my dad, my uncle, my cousin, and my other cousin. And those are some of the greatest times I can ever remember. All right? And so on like just a like a father level and thinking about my dad and thinking about my son, dude, it's the coolest thing in the world. And I know that there's going to be a lot of people hating on it, and I get that. And I'm telling you right now, from LeBron's perspective, the kid's perspective, my perspective, good for them. Like, honestly, good for them. And I know there's a lot of haters out there. And look, I get it. It is nepotism.
It is nepotism. But listen,
but it's nepotism, cool as hell, man.
Nepotism runs rampant in the NBA. How many owners, sons, how many? Like Kirk Lakeham. You know what? But I always say, sometimes with nepotism, and you hire somebody's son, that son has to live up to a name. And there's a lot of baked-in pressure with that just inside the household.
Of course.
You know, you're chasing something that your father built or your mother built or your grandfather built. The Joneses run the Dallas Cowboys. We had families run the Wizards for the Dolan in New York City got the gift of God getting the New York Knicks from Poppy. You know what I'm saying? Nepotism is run rampant for many, 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 many years. We just haven't seen it on the floor as much. The NASA's Antetokounmpo is on the Milwaukee Bucks because of his brother Giannis and the power that he has in Milwaukee. He has all the levers in Milwaukee. Hey, my brother needs a seat on the bench. He's got a seat on the bench and a podcast, for crying out loud.
Thanasis is not good.
And he's not good at all. I mean, D-Wright was telling me about the time when he was in Europe cooking Thanasis. Like, yo, he is not good at all. But you still have to live up to it. So, Bronny, as a second-round pick, look, I heard he's a good defender. I haven't watched much of Bronny. He's got a good IQ. He gets to learn from his father. It's the Lakers' problem. I don't get why so many people are outraged by it. The Lakers made the pick. If they wasted the pick and Bronny's not good, then that's on the LA Lakers. Good for the rest of the league. Screw the Lakers. That's what I'm saying. If anything, I'm annoyed about is the Lakers trying to dominate the headlines every damn day. Whether it's game one of the NBA Finals, we're in on Dan Hurley. Or right after the Finals, we got J.J. Redick. It's always something with the damn Lakers. They annoy me like the Dallas Cowboys. Like the damn Dallas Cowboys. They got to dominate first take. You got to dominate undisputed. You got to dominate these airwaves. To hell with the Lakers. That's my overall point. I don't give a damn about what they do. I'm trying to kick their ass every single day and twice on Sunday. So whatever they do, fine. But I'm so sick of them dominating. They got bounced in the first round in 5 games. They haven't won a championship, a legit championship, since Kobe Bryant was playing. All right? So stay in the hell with the Lakers. That's my overall theme about this.
But you know what, though? No, honestly, be like, and I'm telling you this, like, again, this is on like a softball level, not on like a freaking, you know, MLB or NFL or NBA level, which is on a whole, like, it's unfathomable. To be able to play with your kid, competitive sports at any level, that's pretty freaking cool.
No, and you know
and
what?
That's the thing that I'm taking away because I look back on all those games that I play with my dad and my brother and all that stuff, and I'm telling you, those that haven't experienced, you don't understand it. Your son's going to look back one day and you're going to look back and those are going to be the best times of their life. And so, like, and maybe I'm getting too, you know, old in my ways and I'm getting soft, but I think it's pretty freaking cool.
Well, yeah, and I think...
And yeah,
here's another thing. I've heard nobody talk about this.
What's that?
LeBron has been so great for so long that he's able to play with this kid.
That's,
how many other NBA players have wanted to play with their kids and be on the floor with their kids playing in an NBA game, but they haven't been able to make it to their 39, 40, 41? LeBron is still playing at an all-NBA level at this age, and so he sees his son. He's like, damn. This is, and he said it 2-3 years ago. It's a possibility. I would love to play with my son. Now, he understands the pressure that's been. And let's be honest, LeBron, with all the hype he had coming into the NBA, he's actually exceeded expectations. He's exceeded expectations after all the hype. So if there's anybody who knows how to deal with the pressure, it's going to be Bronny because he's been LeBron's son for his entire life with his name.
We'll see.
So I think Bronny's going to be fine. Whether or not he's good is one thing. Whether or not he's good is one thing, but as far as like everybody's worried about it, is he going to be able to handle the shadow of his dad? He's handled it all. He's been here his whole life.
I'll be surprised if he plays a lot. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, we'll see. I mean, it's just and regarding like surviving your whole life, I mean, we'll see. We'll see. The whole thing is we'll see. You know what I mean? Like, but I think there's a lot of people that just hate LeBron, and I get it. Like, he's not perfect, but on this one, like. Dude, he's got the control. Like, yeah. And you know what? The bigger thing, if I'm a Laker fan, You're the Lakers. Like, it's one thing to do this in Cleveland, for LeBron to do this in Cleveland. He did this to one of the top five sports brands in America. It's incredible. He has more power than any player maybe in the history of sports, in terms of team sports.
And your guys' first opportunity to see him, it's going to be next Sunday at Chase Center when they're taking on the Golden State Warriors, the Los Angeles Lakers, that is.
Are you
the
kidding California me?
Classic.
Yep.
California Classic.
Are you kidding
me? Wow.
I'll be there.
I'm taking baby chance of that. I'm definitely there. I've never seen Bronny play. I'm going to see him play.
Nobody has. I mean, he barely played for USC.
Yeah, I want to see him play.
I'm going to be interested, because I looked at the ticket prices yesterday before the news happened. I'm interested to see him today and see if those ticket prices are skyrocketing.
Here's one thing that I would say about LeBron, and this is something that, he's going to have to soul search himself. If I'm being real, he pulled some of the wildest AAU parenting BS I've ever seen in my life, just in general of how he's navigated his own child's life. And at times, and it's a credit to Bronny, at times he's done a lot of disservices to his own son.
How?
And I think because you're setting your own kid up for a lot of failures and things like that in terms of how you talk about him. He's gone all over the map. My son could guard this guy. Just less is more sometimes as a parent. That's all I'm saying. Like I'm coaching a long time, and I've seen, again, on a lower level, a lot of parents set their own sons up for, like, less is more sometimes. I'm not saying all the time, but less is more. And when you're navigating this and the high profileness and the recruitment and all that things, I just think there are some things that he's learned throughout the process that I don't think he's going to do with his other son.
All right. That's enough for Bronny, though. Forget the Lakers. That's their problem. The hell? This is the Golden State Warriors flagship station. Let's lock in, folks. 888-957-9570. Shameless shout-outs coming up at 7:45. Eddie Johnson at 7:20. Let's roll here, man. More coming up on the roast. Eddie Johnson next. Warrior fans, I need to hear from you. How you feeling about these picks? How you feeling about Beacom? How you feeling about Quentin Post? Lindy Waters a third. Let's go. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Warriors offseason summit is coming up on Monday, July 8th on the rooftop terrace of Fremont Bank, state-of-the-art new headquarters. Starts at 2 p.m. with Willard and Dibs live and the rest of the crew from 4 to 6 p.m. Go to 957thegame.com to reserve your spot today.
This is Jeremiah from Fremont, also known as the Legend Jerry, and you're listening to the Morning Roast with Vontae Hill and Butcher Boy Joe Shasky, two Bay Area homegrown legends themselves, everybody. And I want you guys, everybody, to stay with me now. The best part of waking up is the Morning Roast in your cup.
Oh, give it to me.
Yeah.
What up, Jeremiah? What up, Roasters? What up, everybody, on a Friday here? As we're going to get to Eddie Johnson in just a second, but some NBA news here. Things are starting to percolate, baby. And we got coffee in our cups. Adrian Wojnarowski, ESPN, reported that Dallas has traded Tim Hardaway Jr. and 3 second-round picks to Detroit for Quentin Grimes, a young man from Houston, University of Houston. He was a New York Knick, Piston. Now he's going to Dallas. And Spadoni, real quick, you got Dallas's cap space because... something about Dallas. Could they be a dark horse for Klay Thompson? What's their cap space situation looking like?
They are currently, and I don't know if this is updated since, but SpotTrack is usually pretty fast with it. They are $40 million over the cap right now. So they have that negative symbol.
Never mind.
Right? So they're 10th. But again, I don't know if this has been updated since Tim Hardaway going to Detroit. Now let's ask Eddie Johnson about it.
All right, let's get to Eddie Johnson, our main man, Eddie Johnson, man. It's always good to talk to Eddie, longtime NBA pro, one of the best color analysts out there for the Phoenix Suns, also Sirius XM Radio with our boy Justin Termini. And look, man, he's got something going on, and we haven't played golf yet, but he's got a golf app now, Shasky, and you got to pull this up. Combat Golf.
I'm looking at it.
How's it look right now?
It looks good.
Is it a good app?
Yeah.
Is Eddie jobbing us here?
Downloading it.
Is Eddie just trying to get us out some money here? What's going on with Combat Golf? What up, Eddie? Good morning.
I'm not trying to get you out any money, but what my app does is it really unites golfers that like to play a certain way. And then I'll get your money.
Okay, all right.
So that's how it works. And it's just something I've been working on for the last 3 years. Obviously still work in progress, as any app is. People that make apps, they'll tell you that. It's just an never-ending process. But now you can download it from iOS or Android. And it basically is tremendous. Now you build societies of golfers that you normally play with, set tee times, all of that. It's just something that I felt was needed because we do waste a lot of time on the first tee. And my app really helps that. It helps facilitate that, which is good for golf courses, which is good for golfers behind you and all of that. So, yeah, download it and check it out. I encourage everyone.
Shasky's downloading it right now. It looks good from what we see right now, Eddie. This is good stuff, man.
I'm logging in right now as we speak.
Good. Congratulations on this, man. This is awesome. Combat Golf, go ahead and download the app. Do a favor for our boy Eddie Johnson, man. He's one of the good guys out there. All right, let's get the basketball here because we still got to get out there on the golf course. I don't want you taking my money because all I do is hit divots, and Shasky, I don't know where his game is at right now, so we'll move on from that right
now,
Eddie.
Way better than yours.
probably better than mine. I would say that. I would bet on that. Klay Thompson, let's start there. You're tapped in with the NBA. What kind of market do you anticipate for Klay Thompson coming up here as free agency, basically legal tampering period, begins Sunday at 3 p.m. West Coast time?
A great market because he's a tremendous person. And he's still an unreal basketball player. You know, the second half of this season, I think he showed everybody how good he still is. And I expect teams, if he becomes a free agent, I expect teams, and he gets out there, obviously he'll be a free agent, he didn't sign a deal, but I expect teams to be calling right away, as soon as that window opens. I mean, who wouldn't want Klay Thompson in the organization? And the Warriors know this, but obviously the Warriors right now have a conundrum. That second apron is in their face. Klay is gotten older. And Steph is still at such a crazy level that you have to still facilitate a situation to where he can have a chance to win a title. And I think every organization comes to that realization. I don't think Klay should take it personal. I think the Warriors have rewarded him very well. But everyone gets old in this game. The perceptions of players change. The good thing is I would tell Klay and any other player, is, hey, you're still here and you're still viable. Like, some guys play maybe 5 years. Some play 10 years. You know, some can play 15 years. I was a guy that played 17 years. I didn't care where I played. I didn't care who wanted me. I didn't care who didn't want me. The only thing that I cared about is that I had a chance to continue to play the game that I love at an age where I knew I wasn't Eddie Johnson of the 20-year-old. And I think that should be the case with Klay. And you shouldn't take it personal. It's business, as he well know. And I think, you know, probably the move would be good for him. I think he should be rejuvenated if he went somewhere and he had to lead and they had to be counted on a lot higher than he is right now.
How much do the behind-the-scene relationships and how these contract negotiations kind of go about, how much does that determine for a player – whether they're in or out, just in general, on the team that they're with?
It depends on the conversation and how it's handled, the back and forth, the attitude of it all, the response to your demand, and then vice versa. Relationships can be harmed on the telephone without a doubt. I mean, like, for me, you know, if I was an agent, I would try to make at least most of my conversations with GMs that really is very important face-to-face. Because, you know, when you text or you on the phone, they can't see your expression. And I truly believe that. And Klay deserves better than that, right? He deserves the utmost of representation, and I'm sure that's what he's getting. And so it's no, like, negativity that can come out of it. And it seems, though, over this period of stretch here, that some negativity has come out of it just based on Klay unfollowing the Warriors and all of that stuff. It's things that you really don't want to happen, because that guy, if it wasn't for that guy, Warriors don't have four championships, okay? It's an organization win. Even though Steph and Klay and Draymond have played a huge role in the winning, Kevin Durant, the bottom line, though, is this man, Klay Thompson, deserves the utmost respect, and I'm sure the Warriors are giving him that.
Eddie Johnson here on the Morning Rush on 95.7 The Game. We like hearing that. Suns broadcast a Sirius XM Radio with Justin Turbidy. We'll see where Klay ends up. Orlando has a lot of money. OKC has money. Philadelphia. Hey, everybody needs shooting, right? Everybody needs shooting in space. Yeah. We'll see where Klay goes starting on Sunday here. Let's ask. We'll get to Kevin Durant in just a second, but Paul George, it sounds like he may be on the move with the LA Clippers. From what you see from him this past season, is he the type of guy that's going to move a needle and take a team over the hump? What's your thoughts on Paul George? Because there's a lot of rumors. Look with the Golden State Warriors right now, Eddie.
Yeah, you know, Paul George is obviously one of my favorite players. And the reason why I've been knowing him since he's 17 years old, my son went to Fresno State and played on the basketball team as well. They're very good friends. Know Paul's family. And he's a tremendous young man. He truly is. He wanted to go back to L.A. He wanted to go back home. And I think he enjoys that. And that's what's going to be very difficult for him. But I also think, guys, he's reached a crossroads in that, you know, he wants to win the title. You know, he's going to make generational money. You know, that's not going to be the issue. I think right now he wants to win. And quite honestly, you know, look, he has a tremendous team there. Like, if healthy, Kawhi Leonard, James Harden, Russell Westbrook comes back, their role players, they got a tremendous team. The problem is, they could never stay healthy, and Kawhi Leonard could never stay healthy in the biggest moments. And I think that's an issue for Paul George. I truly do. Not that he dislikes Kawhi Leonard. It's just the fact that Kawhi Leonard has a title, and Paul George wants one, and he's probably to the point where he doesn't know if Kawhi Leonard is going to be there and available for him to be able to go get one. And I think that's where his decision-making is going to come in. And so I'm not shocked that he has interest in the Warriors. I hope he doesn't go because I don't have to deal with you all during the course of the year. But I understand why he would want to play with Steph, why he would want to play with Draymond. I get it. And you know what? It could happen. It truly could. I think Chris Paul has to play a huge role for you all if it does. He's got to extend that option that he has. And I think if Chris Paul extends that option, then I think you can pretty much surmise that it's some serious conversations going on in regards to Paul George behind the scenes.
How dangerous does that make the Warriors if they add Paul George?
It puts them up there, without a doubt. It puts them up there, man. And in a crowded West, which is crazy already, right? I think the Suns next year, based on having familiarity and being able to pick through.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Free to play together, which they didn't play much together this past year. That's going to be a problem for teams. Memphis are returning their guys. That's going to be a problem. Yep. Obviously, the Lakers, obviously Denver. You know, it's just a ton of teams in the West, man. New Orleans, if they can stay healthy, I don't know what they're going to do with Ingram, but still, that's a viable team. It's just, man, it's a lot. It's a lot of competition in the West. And so, yeah, it's going to put the Warriors right up there, without a doubt, man. You had Paul George to Steph, and if Draymond can, you know, keep his head clear, you know, over a period of time, I think that's a dangerous situation for any team to face.
Wow. We like hearing that as well, with Paul George and everything like that. Eddie Johnson here on the Morning Rush on 95.7 The Game. Kevin Durant, you've told us a few months ago, which is why I haven't entertained it whatsoever. I listen to what you say, Eddie. You always come correct. Kevin Durant's not going anywhere, right?
Look, first of all, the great Cotton Fitzsimmons, who I miss a ton, okay, he passed away a number of years ago. I remember he once looked at us, we were all in the locker room, and here's a guy that loved us. Here's a guy that he would give so many functions at his house during the course of a season. We'd be over there. He was the kind of coach that knew you past you. He knew your mom, he knew your dad, he knew your brothers. I mean, he would always ask about them. He would go up to them after games. It was a family atmosphere, okay? I mean, any coach I've had in the NBA. And he looked at us, he said, you know what, I'd trade any of you all except my wife.
How'd that land?
So, you know, what'd you say?
How'd that land in the locker room?
Oh, we appreciate it because, look, I truly believe from a leadership standpoint, if you say 7 to 8 positive things to somebody, then you're allowed to say something negative. They'll accept it. And that's just the way I walk with my life. I'll be open and honest with you, but I'll also have fun with you and be balanced with you so you'll know when you walk away that I wasn't being vindictive or vicious in what I said. And that's just the way I walk. And so he was like that, and I got that from him. And we didn't take it anyway other than we've been keep working hard and doing the things that he needs us to do so we don't get traded. I mean, that's just the mentality, right? And I think, you know, when you hear rumors like that, and KD has heard them over his career, he's heard situations and all of that, it doesn't bother him. Like, it truly doesn't. That's what people need to understand. It doesn't bother the athlete in that regard, man, to a high level, because it's a part of the business. He's not going anywhere in my thought process. They're going to run this back with these three guys, and I think it's a tremendous opportunity based on what they can get around them. They understand now what they need to put around these guys.
Yeah, a point guard?
Last year they didn't.
Yeah.
Well, not just that and other things, too. Like in the draft, they went for defense.
I like Ryan Dunn, Eddie. Ryan Dunn looks good.
Yeah. They went for athletic guys. So they didn't 100% know exactly what to put around these guys,
gotcha.
Right? They thought that these guys can have other job descriptions. And look, Kevin Durant's a killer. Bradley Beal's a killer. And you know Devin Booker's a killer. And when you look at the box score, the first category you're looking at when you talk about those three is the one to the far right, how many points they had. Okay? That's it. That's the first thing. You're not looking at how many assists and all of that stuff. Okay? So I thought they got caught up in that last year, trying to prove that they could play point guard and they could facilitate around a need. And I think Mike Budenholzer saw that. He's observed it. And I think they're going to make that adjustment and try to take the ball out of these guys' hands and let them be the killers on the offensive end like they are.
That's enough Phoenix Suns talk. I don't think you guys are winning anything.
I like the killer talk. I like it, Eddie. Keep cooking, man.
What'd you make of the Bronny, LeBron James, Laker situation?
You know, it's just funny to me, right? Like, you know, we're all I don't know how old you guys are, but I'm 65 years old, right? And so in my lifetime, I have seen hundreds of situations where nepotism is involved. Okay, like, all of a sudden, it's an issue. Like, all of a sudden, America, nepotism is an issue. I have seen kids get jobs over other kids that were well-deserved. I have seen coaches on basketball teams favor other kids because of relationship. I have seen coaches in the NBA hire their kids. I saw Giannis put his brother on his team. I have seen GMs bring their kids up sneakily through video coordinator and then rise them up through the top of the chart. Give me a break. Now all of a sudden it's a problem. And it's a problem with a kid that actually loves to play the game and putting forth every effort to be good. And, oh, by the way, had a setback, suffered a cardiac arrest, but still pushed through and still wants to chase his dream despite being a billionaire in waiting. You know how many kids would just say, I'm not playing anymore, because they don't want to waste that windfall that they're going to get in the future years because their dad is going to be a multi-billionaire. Like, you know, sometimes you have to accelerate kids. Sometimes you have to fight for your kid. I know me. I will nepotism my kid all damn day long. Hey, I don't care what anybody says, okay? As long as he's working hard, as long as he's respectful and loves what I'm elevating him in, I'll give him a jump start, just like everybody else in this country has jump started their kids. A couple of years ago, we had parents out there, and they got caught cheating on entrance exams to college.
Yeah, USC.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Like, you know, it's the hatred for LeBron. You know, he's a polarizing guy. And then finally, guys, most people with power, people that don't know how to achieve power, they can't stand it. That's all.
Yep.
And, you know, and that's the world we live in. That's why we call it America. That's why we call it America. I don't get it.
Eddie, I think you're talking to two guys that didn't have that big of an issue. I mean, look, we understand what happened, but we also don't have a big issue with it. And I was telling Bonte, and again, you play in the NBA. I'm not trying to equate the two, but like some of my fondest memories are me playing ball with my dad when he was in his 60s and playing softball with my brother and my uncle and all them. My favorite foursome of all time was me, my dad, and my brother. You're a golfer. You understand that. On a father-son level, I think this is really cool.
Yeah, man, look, we probably will never see this. We probably will. Now, it's a chance we can because players are coming into the league so young that it could happen. But the problem is they're coming in so young and they're making a ton of money. Will they have a drive like LeBron does when they're near 40 and they got $500-600 million in the bank? I don't think a lot of them will. And that's the beauty of him. And that's what people need to see. Like, people need to forget about how he is at times and you know, because if it ain't nothing wrong with you, something wrong with you, we can dissect everybody. But just look at the true story of this dude. He's never gotten in trouble in public, okay? The dude is taking care of his body to last this long. He loves the game despite being a billionaire. All the things that we talk up to our kids about being unselfish and still going forward and loving what you do, this dude epitomizes it. And there's people out there that can't stand it because they're not him. They don't understand why he's still doing it, how he can do it. Oh, he's doing steroids. They'll go to something else instead of appreciating that this dude just loves what he does despite being in a situation of power, and they can't stand it. And that's the embarrassing part.
Eddie, you're so spot on with everything you just said right there. And I even added to another step. I think nepotism, when these kids do come up and they have a big name father or a big name mother, there may be more pressure on them to succeed that we don't even know about behind the scenes. Like, I know people that you got to live up to their standards within their own family. That could be harder than anything that we go through right now.
Man, you are so right. And that's what people are not getting here. Bronny James is willing to accept it. I wish my damn kids would have that, right?
Yep.
Like, we all do. Like, we want our kids to have that mentality. Like, despite what I have, despite I'm driving a freaking Porsche at 15, okay, and living in a big mansion, I still got drive to go do something. Like, that's what you want. Because a lot of kids that grow up in that environment, they won't do anything. They don't want to do anything. They want to live on what you've done. And I think that's what people need to look at, the example that I think LeBron has given them to raise their kid that kind of way and love on their kids. You know, so just that part bothers me because we're talking life stuff now, and it's not about basketball. It's about a man that basically loves his kids like all parents do, and he's going to do whatever he can to put his kid in the right position. He is doing, to me, nothing's been done wrong.
Eddie Johnson, this is why we love having you on this show, because you keep it all the way 100. As a kid say, there's no lies told. What you just said, man, that was spot on. And we will continue to support your new app, Combat Golf. Download that. All you golfers out there, download Combat Golf. It looks like a really cool application. Eddie Johnson, he's launched it. He's worked on it for 3 years. Eddie, have a good show today, SiriusXM Radio. It's popping in the NBA right now. This is a fun time of the year. We'll see what happens with the Golden State Warriors and Phoenix Suns. Thanks for the time today, Eddie.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, man. These next few days, I think some trades, some free agency, there's going to be rapid fire, man. So get ready for it. I'll be somewhere sipping a margarita. I'm not going to tell you all where I'm going, but I'm going on vacation on Monday. But I'll definitely have my earpiece in, listening to all the stuff.
Can we join? We'll bring some clubs and a little bit of money.
Actually, I'll be staying at a resort that has got 36 holes of golf, a training center. And I'm looking at the water at the same time.
Oh, you're going to have my Mexico. Margarita. Hawaii or Mexico?
I'm going to have my margaritas. I'm going to tell you that.
Yeah. I'm not mad at that.
All right, Eddie. Enjoy your vacation, man.
Okay, guys.
All right, Eddie Johnson, man. Wow.
I'm about to use this app next week.
Powerful.
I'm challenging Porter. I'm going to do it.
There you
Combat
go.
Golf.
Combat Golf. Looks like a cool app, man. Again, the Denver Nuggets. They've had serious interest in Paul George. League sources say the Denver Nuggets, for example, had serious interest recently in the prospect of adding George by way of a possible extended trade with the Clippers if he chose to go that route. Yet, in addition to giving up George to Max Steel, he so desires, the Nuggets would also give up Michael Porter Jr., Zeke Nnaji, and a significant amount of draft capital. The Nuggets value their draft picks perhaps as much as any contender in the league, and so the interest ended there. But Eddie touched on Paul George. Touched on it. I didn't know his son played with Paul George at Fresno State. Wow. Knows Paul George very, very well. Warriors are big game hunting, that's for sure. Something tells me something's percolating, and they're going to try to swing big here. They may strike out, but they're going to strike out swinging, folks. They ain't striking out with the bat on their shoulders like Brandon Belt.
Eddie Johnson thinks Steph, Paul George, Draymond, and obviously other parts is really good in the West.
We shall see. We should see.
Do you?
Do I think they're good? I got to see what the rest of the roster looks like, because you did mention injuries, and they are mid-30s. So I have my reservations around it, and they did win 46 games last year. Draymond plays are probably in. I'm with Fitz. I know a lot of people laugh at that Fitz soundbite. But I'm kind of with Fitz. If Draymond doesn't miss that many games, they do win over 50 games. They do win over 50 games. Yeah, they're a top five, top six seed. Now, I'm not saying they're going to win a championship. But the fact is, Draymond's still playing at a high level, especially defensively. He doesn't miss. How many games did he miss last year? 27?
Okay. But if that's how everyone's, and I'm not saying that, you know, but that's how everyone's feeling, then they wouldn't make any moves, and they would just roll it into this year. So
they're projecting about CP3 and Klay Thompson, saying maybe they're descending as other guys are ascending, and maybe we could ask somebody who could help highlight some of the other talents on this roster. I'm still intrigued. I don't know what they're going to do with Moody, Wiggins, Kuminga. I don't know if they're, and Pod said the other day with Willard and Dibs, like, look, training camp comes around, whoever's there is there, and we're going to compete and try to win games. But I can't worry about who's going to be there, who's not going to be there. We got to focus on who's going to be there. We don't know who's going to be there. By the way, shameless shout-outs coming up in 3 minutes after 80, right now. Shameless shout-outs. 888-957-9570 is the number. Shout-out to Combat Sports. Combat Golf, I mean. Eddie Johnson, his new app, that's pretty cool, man. So, Paul George, if the price is right, I say you do swing. But what is the price? It sounds like the Nuggets didn't want to give up multiple picks. And Michael Porter Jr. If you're a Warrior fan, would you be Are you willing to give up multiple first-round picks and say Jonathan Kuminga for Paul George?
I mean, after seeing the Nets give up a bunch of picks and then get picks back, and like I feel like now more than ever, you could pivot off of your plan and figure out a way to retain other picks, get your picks back. Like, I don't know. I'm seeing some of the other teams around the league and the way that they go around, you know, hey, we're in for now. Oh, no, we're out for now, and we're pivoting. I feel like the Warriors can do that same thing. Maybe they don't get the exact same capital, but they're banking on the picks that they give up the next couple of years are going to be middle to late round picks, which are going to have diminished value. Because in this hypothetical, they swing a deal for a player. Yeah. Now, could that guy get hurt, or are they just not any good? Absolutely. They can still have a top five pick, and you'd be surrendering something very big. Think Carolina Panthers and what they did the last couple of years, for example. So there's always that risk, but I think the risk is worth it when you have I call Steph Curry.
You have Steph Curry.
The great equator.
That is the difference. Because if they didn't have Steph Curry, if Steph Curry wasn't playing at the level that he was playing at, I would say take a step back, reset your books. Because I could understand if the Warriors did go that route. But Steph Curry's still playing at a high level, although he sputtered after the All-Star break. But you could look at the lineup combination, you could look at the usage rate, you could look at all that and why he did struggle, and all the eyes on him in the half court. But you have this window with Steph, and you know what? You don't want to waste it. There's no doubt about it. You don't want to just sit here with Stephen Curry, who's still one of the best players in the league, and say, yeah, we're just going to run it back. We're going to run it back and maybe make the play-in tournament. Maybe not. Maybe get the sixth seed. We got to aim higher, folks. This team's won four championships in the last decade. All right? We got to aim higher here. So this Paul George situation is getting real interesting. Real interesting. Now, we hear Eddie Johnson. He sounds like the Warriors are in now Paul George, and Paul George is interested. But you hear from Ramona Shelburne, and she says something different.
I am somebody pretty close to this. This is more of a long shot, just because it's complicated, right? And, you know, the Clippers, they don't have to do anything. They can just sit back and kind of dare him to leave. You know, if they know their guy and they think he really just wants to stay in L.A. or stay on the West Coast, they don't have to trade him anywhere. The only thing that gets a little weird is if he opts in, and then we'll know that by Saturday, right? That's the opt-in day, the 29th. So if he opts in, then you go, well, that's kind of interesting. You know, he can still do the extension with the Clippers. Then he kind of comes off the board for the cap space team, unless they do a sign-in trade there. I think the Warriors obviously have interest in that.
So that's Ramona Shelburne on Willard and Dibbs. A lot of conflicting reports. I just want to see it play out, because it is, like I like to say, it's lying season. A lot of people are getting lied to. A lot of people are posturing. A lot of people are looking for leverage for their client. Also, the first answer Eddie Johnson gave about Klay Thompson, he believes he has a big market. So we could get into that in the 8 o'clock hour.
Me.
We could get back into that with Eddie Johnson. We got a lot going on here, but we got shameless shout-outs. Oh, by the way, Anthony Slater, 8:30. Anthony Slater, our 95.7 Game Insider, breaking down, quitting,
quitting
post, but also the picks, Chris Paul, Paul George, Klay Thompson, and the latest rumor that Denver was in on Paul George. He just wrote the article earlier today. So we got Anthony Slater on that. And
Denver, also in the Slater article, Denver may be interested in one Klay Thompson as well. Keep an eye out on that.
See, now that is an interesting landing spot.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. This is great. This is fun. This is fun, man. I'm jacked up. Let's get to shameless. I like this, man.
It's Friday.
Yeah, I'm a shameless, horrible human being.
Your chance to shamelessly shout out whoever or whatever you want.
I get to shout out somebody. I forget their names. Mm-hmm. They would know who I am if they're listening.
It's time for shameless shout outs on the Morning Roast.
I'm out.
You know you make me wanna.
It'd make me sick to my stomach if Klay Thompson ended up in Denver with Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic. You don't understand how many wide open threes he'd have playing off of Eric Gordon, Jokic, and Murray in that altitude. Oh, that will make that. Now I've just got a little nauseated. I don't. If Klay's gonna go anywhere, go east, please. Denver's big game hunting. They're not happy with the way they lost that second round series against Minnesota. Well, they fumbled a championship. Let's be honest. They had a 20-point lead in game 7 against Minnesota, a 20-point lead And they I think they beat Boston in the finals.
You got to win that game, and then in the next Western Conference
Finals. They probably beat Dallas.
I think they beat Dallas.
But they lost in the second round, guys.
This is the Warriors conversation of last year.
Talking all that smack we're going to be a dynasty, and shut up.
But you know what, though? The facts are they fumbled away a championship.
Oh, Mike,
that's how they're looking at it.
Dynastic
they're looking
coach.
At it that they fumbled away a championship. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Get Jokic on the shutouts.
Should have shutouts. I got one here from my boy Pablo Alboron on Instagram. And this happened in your hood, the Excelsior, 544 Excelsior, Don Chewy's.
Oh, yeah.
They were robbed, and a lot of people broke in, took a lot of, from the ATM, the cash register, and more. Anything helped support them. One of the best burritos in the Excelsior. Support Don Chewy's. They love the morning roast. They love NBC Sports Bay Area. They got robbed. They got robbed. So
why are we doing this to people who own small business? Like, I'm not saying you should do it to anyone, but like, really, you're going to do this to a small family business that's been in the neighborhood forever? What are we doing? Like, what is wrong? I know, society, I watched that stupid debate like you did last night, and yeah,
I only watched a little bit.
Society's down bad. Like, I get it, all right? That's the best we got? Like, yes, we all feel in the same way. What are we doing? Like, what are we doing? We're going to do this to our own communities, to the small guy? We're going to really kick them while they're down? Do better.
Yep. So shout out to Don Chewy's, man. Hopefully you bounce
back.
Let's try to
support
help them.
Down,
man.
Let's
support
try to help them. That's weak.
Can. Support them as much
Come
as you
on.
Can here. There's another store, I think, in Richmond that was robbed. And so it's all bad, man. A lot of people are doing bad things here, but the economy's bad. Hey, this country, man, it's something else. But shout out to Don Chewy's here. What you got, Spadoni? What you got, Lubman? And get the roasters
it's
getting
about
here.
You. I want to hear from you, the audience, for your shout outs. We give shout outs all week. Right now, this segment is about you. 888-957-9570. And I want to shout out IBU 595 from the 209. Get that money, baby.
I'm going to shout out all the undrafted free agents signing in the NBA today, tomorrow, whenever it happens. The Warriors signed Reese Beekman out of Virginia. Two-way player. Signed a two-way deal.
Give me his accolades.
Averaged 14.3 points per game, 6.2 assists, and is a solid player.
And how about
6 foot three? And he's got poise, can manipulate a defense at all three levels.
Also this.
I'm reading this off the script. Guys.
No, but how about this though? Back to back ACC Defensive Player of the Year.
That is nothing to scoff at. The ACC knows basketball, baby. This isn't like football where they're scrubs.
Yeah.
Going back to the undrafted free agents, Ben Wallace, Hall of Famer, pretty good player, made it in the league. John Starks, Bruce Bowen, Fred Van Vliet, more recently one, and not even guys like that. Maybe an Austin Reeves, who's a solid player, got paid. So don't give up your dreams even if you're undrafted. You know what? Sometimes that can be better. Finding your own destination than getting drafted to a place that might hinder your role.
Ask about GP2, baby. GP2 is another one who's became an NBA champion. Maybe not on the level of those players, but made his way, found his way to the NBA. Go ahead, Lubman.
Yeah, I got a double shout out here. The first one is I got to give a shout out to our friends at Jack's Restaurant. Guys, this week they're celebrating their 14th anniversary at their Pleasant Hill location, so big congratulations to them. They're also opening a cantina out in Pleasant Hill. Very curious to see what the Jack's Cantina is like. Be sure to be tuned in at 9:05-ish for a You Don't Know Jack. We got a good one for you guys this week. And then also I want to give a shout out. It's a baseball shout out. The most fun story in baseball right now. Shout out to Grimace. The way that the Mets have been rolling ever since he threw out the first pitch. Grimace Mania taking over Queens. It has just been hilarious. I saw this video the other day. All these Mets fans are cheering in the rain for this guy in a Grimace costume chugging Coors Light. It is just like the most beautifully American baseball thing I've ever seen. So thank you, Grimace, for just giving us some lighthearted joy in baseball right now.
Go ahead.
Pacifica Sirens, 8U girls played 5 games this past weekend in 100-degree heat in Tracy in the NorCal Championships. They placed 3rd out of 21 teams, securing their bid to the state finals in San Diego. Goldie shut out Belmont with a complete game late Sunday afternoon. An impressive weekend. Dave Alexander and them girls, congratulations.
A lot of stuff going on here. 408, shout out to Dirty Diamonds 12U softball team playing in Modesto this weekend. Let's go, Coach Frank. And also shout out to my mother-in-law, Alona. We celebrated her birthday yesterday at Elena's in West Portal.
Nice.
Had some good Mexican food. Was great. The
crab lighting. Enchiladas.
Oh, dude. I had to
crab.
Had to does his crap, Tostada, which was amazing. Yeah. Had a great time there with Oleg, Alona, and just baby Chaz and I, and it was at work. But that shout out to Alona. Happy birthday to you, and happy birthday to JoJo and her family. I forget the kid's name. He graduated from Reardon. She walks by me, goes, all right, Bonte, see you later. I'm like, do I know you? She goes, oh, I'm a roaster. I'm a roaster. We watch you. And he goes, and by the way, my kid with the Reardon, I know you hate Reardon. I said, no, I don't hate Reardon. It's all a shtick.
Say some
it's all
nice
a joke.
Things.
It's all a joke. But shout out to JoJo, who's a big listener. She listens all the time. Ran into her at Elena's as well in West Portal. So pretty cool. Elena's. Shout out to Elena's, man. Hell of a restaurant.
That place is printing it. And there's packed 24/7.
Packed all the time. Packed all the when did that place it just opened, right?
Like less than 6 months ago.
Yeah, no,
I've
amazing.
Eaten there like four times.
Are you serious?
Best time to go. 10:30 Sunday morning. You can walk right in. I know.
Yeah,
right
we went around.
Church.
What time did we go? We went about 4 o'clock. Beautiful day.
Oh, that's a good time. That's a good time.
Beautiful city.
The cocktails are elite.
So yeah, no. Shout out to Alona. Happy birthday to you. We celebrated there. We're gonna celebrate.
Shout
Saturday.
Out to Dugan family.
Yeah, the Dugan. They run that too.
Yeah, that's what's that, Joe? That's.
No,
yeah.
I'm talking about Elena's.
Yeah. They run that restaurant as well.
Wow, I didn't
and
know that.
And Little Joe's to go that. Down the block with the pizza. I eat there I all the time.
That. Unlimited possibilities.
Yeah, they're my
running.
Favorite.
The Dugan's just running
they're just
stuff.
Crushing it. They just opened stuff. Another one on Chestnut or whatever.
Yeah, Brad Dugan. Shout out to Brad Dugan. Shout out to all the Dugans out there. That was shameless shout outs. Don't forget Warriors Offseason Summit details. Monday, July 8th, 4 to 6 p.m. Willard and Dibs will get the party started at 2 p.m. Fremont Bank, 39150 Fremont Boulevard in Fremont. Space is still limited, so go to 9570game.com to reserve your spot now. Warrior Summit details, that is it. July 8th, 4 to 6 p.m. out in Fremont, up there on the rooftop. So shout out to Shayla, shout outs as well. And as you said, loving Jack's Restaurant, celebrating that 14th
I'm still thinking about that food they brought in. Like, I can go for some of that right now.
Wow.
All of it. The baklava, every single thing.
It's pretty good. Pretty good. Go for some Lena's again. That doesn't crap till stop, bitch.
Yeah. Like, yeah, can you get the enchiladas? Fajitas. So good.
We are the hungriest show in radio.
Wow. Because we wake up at 3:30 in the morning.
Hey, just call us H&H instead of H&M. Just call us H&H. Hungry and horny. Let's go to
the Whoa!
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurt.
Occupied Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Stop it.
Hey. Late night, baby. We're going to be up late night with Wade. He's back. He's going to be activated by the Giants today, and he will be in the lineup today against the Bums. And again, we still got our free agency's taking over. They're taking over. Giants, you got to do something for us to talk about you. And this is a great time for you to do something. You got the Dodgers, Braves, and Cleveland Guardians. If you want us to take you seriously, go win some baseball games. It'll start tonight with Logan Webb on the mound. Who better to have on the mound today against the Dodgers? But Wade, you've just been out of the lineup since May 28th with a grade 2 left hamstring strain. Looked like he was headed to the All-Star game, but that dream is probably dead. But his return will be needed for the Giants at first base. Lamont Wade Jr. Late night Lamont is back. All right. Injury report brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. Getting right back into the NBA, folks. 888-957-9570. We'll react to Eddie Johnson. Do you believe Klay Thompson has a big market? Paul George, what are you willing to do for Paul George? What are you willing to trade? We just heard the Nugget situation. We'll recap that again. Sam Amick, Anthony Slater wrote the article. Slater will join us at 8:30. We got Trevor Haas, beat writer for Boston College men's basketball for the Boston Globe. He's going to join us at 9:20 to talk about Quentin Post. His last name is Post, even though he plays on the perimeter as a 7-footer. But I like it. The pick-pop game looks good. That's all coming up. Brought to you by Fremont Bake. Celebrating 60 years of full-service baking with no compromises.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.